part of the Podketeers Network.
It's the Quiz Viewer Podcast, the only fun fact and quiz show on the Podketeers Network.
Hey everyone, I'm Andrew, and thank you for joining me for the 62nd time here at Quizneyland. Here at Quizneyland, I'll be bringing you fun facts and trivia from all aspects of the Walt Disney Company. On this episode, we will learn about Disney hotels, Night at the Museum, Lorcana, and Disneyland. So let's race right into our first segment, Did You Know? Did you know Disney has a hotel in South Carolina? Disney's Hilton Head Island Resort is a Disney Vacation Club resort located in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Designed by Cooper Robertson and Partners, it opened on March 1, 1996. This property is on a secluded 15-acre island in the Shelter Cove Harbor area of Hilton Head Island. It is the third DVC resort following Old Key West and Vero Beach. The Mid-Island Resort has an intentionally rustic theme, and this property very much caters to kids. The rooms, grounds, and location clearly accommodate a family crowd. The Disney Hilton Head Resort is on Hilton Head's Broad Creek, which is technically a landlocked tidal marsh. A shuttle bus transports guests to the Disney Beach House in Palmetto Dunes, which is about a mile and a half away. Their guests enjoy a private swimming pool with bathrooms and a snack shop right on the Atlantic Ocean. According to the brochure available at the resort, the backstory for the property follows the Edmund family story. Royce and his family first visited Hilton Head Island when he was a mere 6 months old. For generations, Royce and his family journeyed from their hometown in Augusta, Georgia. Royce's great-grandfather, Grandpa Thaddeus, chose Longview Island, South Carolina, a 15-acre island nestled among 100-year-old oak trees, as the picture-perfect place to build a vacation home. In the late 1940s, Royce's father commissioned the best architects in the South to design and build accommodations for the entire Edmonds family. Little did anyone know that it would evolve into a world-class resort. Another bit of backstory found in the brochure talks about Big Murgy. Big Murgy is the biggest, meanest channel bass ever to cross man's path. Royce was just a youngster when he first laid eyes on him, and from that day on he decided that it would be his mission to reel him in. You are welcome to fish for him yourself, but by now he's probably as big as a house. The plaque on the wall in the den of the Live Oak Lodge is all primed and ready for him. All that's missing is Big Murgy himself. From 1996 to 2021, the resort's mascot was a golden retriever named Shadow, who was a stray that roamed the site during construction that ended up being adopted by the resort. Accompanied by a storyteller-slash-musician character named Bilou Krabby, the duo entertained guests until the resort shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic. With the actor playing Baloo being put on hiatus for 20 months until being unceremoniously let go on November 10, 2021 as part of a company-wide entertainment cut. Shadow's doghouse was removed from the resort not long after. You can book a stay at the Disney Hilton Head Island Resort on their website. And that's all for this time on Did You Know? We will be back with the Quizneyland quiz after a short word from our sponsor.
What is a villain without a good sidekick? Not much if you ask me, and I would know. I just happen to be a darn good sidekick myself. Mr. Smee's the name, and I'm here to tell you about my very own sidekick agency. Need a bumbling oaf to do your bidding? Call Mr. Smee. Need a big lug of a fella to carry you? Call Mr. Smee. How about a horde of goons to protect your fortress? Call Mr. Smee. Mr. Smee's sidekick agency provides only the most premium lackeys at below market rate. So what are you waiting for? Contact me, Mr. Smee, today. If you call in the next 15 minutes, you'll get an animal companion included with your order. So set your course for Mr. Schmee's sidekick agency.
And we're back, and it's time for the Quizneyland Quiz. Here at the Quizneyland Quiz, I'll be asking you three trivia questions of increasing difficulty. You'll have about 20 seconds to come up with your answer. If you haven't figured out about halfway through, I'll pop in with a hint. If you don't get the question right, well, at least you learned something. Let's get started with question one. What character does Robin Williams play in the Night at the Museum franchise? He is a U.S. president. Time's up. The answer is Teddy Roosevelt. Robin Williams portrays a wax statue of the 26th president in all three of the live-action Night at the Museum films. According to the film, the Teddy Roosevelt mannequin was made in a factory in Poughkeepsie. The third film, Secret of the Tomb, is Robin's last on-screen appearance before his passing in 2014. In the 2022 animated film Night at the Museum, Kamun Ra Rises Again, Teddy Roosevelt is voiced by Thomas Lennon. All four Night at the Museum films are available on Disney+. Let's move on to question two. In the game Lorcana, what are the players called? The name has to do with light. Time's up. The answer is Illumineers. The game is set in a world called Lorcana. Players assume the role of the Illumineer and band together Disney characters and items, which are called Glimmers, from Lorcana's Great Illuminary. Players race across Lorcana to collect missing pieces of lore. With a team of Glimmers, the Illumineers will compete with each other to gather lore. The first Illumineer to obtain 20 lore wins. Lorcana was officially launched September 1st, 2023. And now it's time for the final question. On February 27th, 1992, what celebrity held their 60th birthday at Disneyland? She is primarily known as an actress. Time's up. The answer is Elizabeth Taylor. While she had initially wanted to celebrate her birthday with a group of friends and family on the Orient Express, that was deemed too complicated. So after a call with Disney CEO Michael Eisner, Disneyland became the spot. Disneyland closed to the public at 6 p.m. the evening of the 27th, and guests started arriving around 2 hours later. No one was permitted to enter the park unless they could provide an exclusive invitation to the event, which contained a security code that could not be replicated. The guest list included Carrie Fisher, Cindy Crawford, Richard Gere, David Bowie, Joni Mitchell, and countless others. Elizabeth arrived at Disneyland on a carriage drawn by white horses. She then joined the crowd to enjoy cake, Disney characters abound, musical performances, including one from Barry Manilow, and other fun activities. The night ended in a fireworks spectacular and loaded up goodie bags for all guests to take home and enjoy. In an interview with Oprah Winfrey in 1992, Elizabeth admitted a secret about her birthday night. Long after the guests had cleared out, she requested to Michael Eisner that the park be kept open for one additional hour. He obliged, and Elizabeth and her husband Larry went on every last ride in Fantasyland, just the two of them. The perfect way to end the whimsy and wonder of that night. Well, that's our show. Thanks for playing. I hope you had fun and possibly learned something too. Until next time, I'm made of wax, Larry. What are you made of? And this has been our trip into
Quizneyland.
Quizneyland is a proud part of the Podketeers Network. Our music was done by Cirque Dumas. Don't forget to follow Quizneyland on Instagram or join the Podketeers channel on Discord. Send any comments, questions, or suggestions to quizneyland@podketeers.com.
Part of the Podketeers Network.